tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
He got the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with myself, Pinky, the brains of this operation, and...
Hello, everybody. It is I, the brain, Beston. How are you guys doing?
We hope you are well. We hope you are keeping warm. If you are in a cold season, we hope you are keeping cool. If you are in a warm season. So, the Olympics 2021.
Sure.
That were postponed from... It was supposed to be...
From last year. Yeah, up till this year, hey?
Took place in Tokyo. It was lit.
It was good.
It was even crazy. There were some pretty crazy things happening.
Some
at
controversy,
the Olympics.
Actually.
Controversial things happening. But I mean, it's 2021. How do you not have anything with a controversial background?
Any big event, actually, just marked with controversy from like 2020.
Exactly. You definitely expect it. And if you don't expect it, you'll still see some.
No, you will. No matter how optimistic you are.
No matter how optimistic you are.
It's just kind of like the meta effect of the 2020s.
Meta effect is that controversy is normal. Should it be normal, though?
You know, on it being normal, I think no. It shouldn't be normal.
True. Yeah. But we've been so conditioned to...
Yeah, we've become numb, let me say.
Okay, yes, that's the... Yeah. A better way to put it.
Because so much has been going on that it's just, okay, I guess it's another controversy that's happened. Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess that's wrong. Yeah, because so much
has been going on. And the crazy thing is that, like, the rules are always changing. Like, 1 week it's like, we pro this, and next week we anti this, and you're just like, but wait, like, a whole week ago we were like, everybody was on this boat, now everybody's hopping off of this boat. Crazy. Yeah.
You know, it's always the whole thing, is especially this culture of following trends, you know.
Yeah.
You just want to be in on the hype.
True. Up until it's all not, about the hype. Yeah, it's all about clout.
Exactly. Clout chasing, yeah. Clout, you don't want to be left out in this hype train.
True. But the first thing I want to talk about, right, is not even a hype or anything. This is just plain, like, I don't know what to call it. You can decide for yourself after you've heard what I have to say. Yeah. So the athletes, right, they stay at a Olympic village. And obviously this village is specifically, like, for the athletes. And you would think that because these people are doing the most, I mean, they're putting in the work, they're sweating, they're doing all of that, you would think that they would be treated with like luxury.
You'd think so, because they're like the prides of their nations.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. They're like the creme of the creme, you know? They're like
the cherry on top.
They're the cherry on top. Yeah. But in this year's Olympics, right, there's a viral TikTok video where you see two Olympic swimmers, right? They are in the Olympic village and now they're in like their dorms, so their rooms. And they are unpacking their beds.
Unpacking
their beds.
Sure.
So what their beds were is three plastic boards that almost look like styrofoam.
Sure.
Right? And in this video, so they unpack this bed, this styrofoam, like, polystyrene bed, right? And then the swimmer literally like falls on it. But then when he falls on it, you literally hear that he's like winded, like like you know when you type of thing, right? Yeah, that's it. You just like,
oh my god,
what the hell? Why would you like? What is going on? And the whole reason they did that apparently is because obviously like, they're trying to be green and eco and save the planet. So they wanted to use materials that are recyclable. So they thought that, you know what, this is a brilliant idea.
Oh my gosh.
Now when the Olympics are finished, we can take these beds and actually use them for something else.
You know, I get the heart behind it, you know, and all that, and the intentionality behind it. But it's at the expense of the athletes, you know. like the comfort of I really do believe, especially knowing the physical intensity of some of these sports, like these guys need to be well rested and comfortably rested as well.
Exactly, because I mean, like, if they don't sleep properly, right, and they get, like, I don't know, muscle spasms or something,
yeah,
then they can't perform good the next day now when you're needing them to run or swim or do whatever.
Especially weight matters to the seconds, to the milliseconds.
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly. So, like, now on the one side you have, okay, let's save the planet, and on the other side you're like, okay, let's save or protect the athletes. Like,
you know, it's, I guess, you know what I see, or my own two cents in this, or how I'd perceive this, is you can see more importance was put on the viewer than on the athletes, where it's an event that's more glorious for the viewer, for the observer.
Viewer.
You know,
okay,
it's made to look grand than the actual artist. I'm like artist. Than the actual
athletes.
So, you know, stuff like this, you know, even like dives deeper into all sports, even like it even goes deep into like freaking electronic sports, esports and stuff, where the teams like train or sleep and whatever, it's like poor conditions.
Yeah.
But to the outside observer, there's like a grand stage. Everything looks so good. There's set pieces. There's all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's guest appearances by artists. It looks good for us, the viewer.
Yeah, true.
But for the person who's performing in the, or who's working, or the athlete,
the
in the background.
The crazy part on that note is that how can they say that they're trying to be green and save the planet and stuff, but for every Olympics, they basically build new stadiums, and that stadium is only used for the Olympics, and then after that, they don't use that stadium anymore, or they build, like, I don't know if you remember the mascots.
Yes.
Like, I think it was the Beijing Olympics where they had those mascots, right?
Yes.
Those mascots are legit, like, just degrading, just chilling there in Beijing. Like, basically, they can't, it's not biodegradable. So it's not, they're getting ruined and nobody's doing anything with them. But it's not like it's eco-friendly either, because it's not like decomposing and going to fertilize, like, you know. So it's like, how do you, what are you trying to say? Like,
I think it's that thing that if we... That, you know, if we do just this one quote unquote good thing, people will just forget.
Oh, wow.
About pretty much anything else, really.
Oh, wow.
And I think it has worked. Apart usually from, if you look at usually at a lot of the other Olympics, they're usually accompanied by a lot of protests and stuff by people, usually. Especially the ones in the not so developed kind of countries and stuff. But even in some places in Europe, and whatever, where they've had Olympics, there's always some sort of negative sentiment sometimes around the whole building of the stadiums and all. And like, hey, we've got housing problems, but you're building a stadium. kind of stuff. And I guess usually the whole spectacle, I guess, is a lot of the times what makes people kind of wash that away by how grand the freaking spectacle was of the Olympics. And how freaking amazing the athletes were, you know, on the track, and the grand, you know, that that opening ceremony, how freaking crazy that was. And it works, I think.
Well, hopefully next year, or not next year, in the next 4 years, they maybe make them beds out of, like, leaves.
It just gets worse. We're just going to return to how we should be naturally, whatever
something
they might deem that to be.
Not like one
sleep in the trees. Everybody gets allocated a tree.
No, man. Not
like got a
that.
Name tag. Either each branch has a name tag or each tree
branch.
Has a name tag.
They have branches. Wow. Okay.
It's a possibility.
Please,
you know, in other news as well, hey, another controversy that I happened to read about was, so there was this the 400 meter hurdle, right?
Yeah.
In the Olympics, and it's currently being widely considered as one of the best races in the Olympics. Actually,
oh
yeah,
like as in of all time
of
or
all
of
time,
this? Oh, okay.
Of all time, one of the best. So in there, right, the main people in this are this one athlete from what's his name from Norway.
Yeah.
This is Warholm. Oh, that's his surname. You know, they're just called by their name.
Yeah.
Like Warholm, Cotson Warholm, I think. It was him versus Benjamin from the USA.
Okay.
Right. So they're going at it, was crazy and all that. But after the race, Warholm went on to complain about the shoe his competitor was wearing.
Okay.
So he was wearing kind of like these new Nike shoes.
Yeah.
That have like a sort of...
Oh, wait. Who won?
Oh, the guy who won was Warholm. He won.
But why was he...
He won, but he was complaining. So his complaint was basically he doesn't mind if you're to wear a shoe, right, for cushioning.
Okay.
And if it's just for cushioning. But he compared these things to basically trampolines. So he was complaining that this was giving his rival an edge. Yeah. So he was complaining about the technology in which these running shoes and stuff is going towards.
Okay, why didn't he just wear the same shoe?
I guess, you know, it's that one thing if you're like an idealist and all that stuff.
Okay,
like,
what I don't understand is that he won. Like, okay, maybe the problem is that he prepared this speech before he won.
Yeah.
So now because so much thought and effort went into actually preparing the speech, he actually had to deliver it even though he won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I guess he found it so necessary because I guess for him, he sees a bigger problem whereby in the future, there's just like so much tech that's like pushing a person forward rather than your own athletic abilities. So now you're just being assisted by so much. Maybe where they change the tracks now to give you kind of like a push when you step on your shoes and are doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G and all that other action. And it brought also kind of like that thought to me like, huh, you know, like a lot of these shoe guys, Nike and a lot of these guys are going into that thought or are getting very involved now in sports with their shoes. With a shoe that's more, allows your feet to breathe. A shoe like this but one that kind of give you a spring in your step.
But that's good because it's beneficial for everyone. Because it's not like they're saying USA is allowed to get the shoe and Norway is not allowed to get the shoe. You get what I'm saying? It's perfect.
Yeah.
So if it's there and it's available, why not? I don't see a problem with it. Like if I'm going to wear it and you were also given the opportunity to wear it but you didn't want to wear it, that's on you. It's not on me.
I guess so. But I guess... this kind of thing can almost be likened to performance-enhancing drugs, eh? In a way.
Okay, true. But then obviously there's ways to measure it, to monitor it, right?
So they're going to start regulating shoes in the Olympics.
Clearly that's what they want. Like, oh, they just be like, everybody must run barefoot. Because that's the only way to really...
That's how it used to be like, back in the day also,
Like, because if you say socks, then it's like, oh, my socks are slippery, your socks have grip.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's an interesting thing. It's also one of those where I don't really know whether I agree with him or not. Because as we move forward, yes, technology is getting involved in a lot of these kind of fields that require a lot of like human physical input.
Yeah.
So tech is getting in there, be it in the shoes, be it in the clothes you're wearing and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's inevitable that we're going to get the people will probably be like exoskeletons and stuff riding the Olympics 50 years from now.
True, very true. You know what has nothing to do with enhancements or anything, right? So this final controversy that we're speaking about is is very close to my heart.
Interesting.
So apparently, women are free to wear whatever they want, right?
Cool.
They're free to wear whatever they want.
True, yes.
Unless it's beneficial for other people. So what happened was that there was a group, a team of Norwegian. The Norwegians are serious, right? Because why isn't your guy also from... Wasn't he Norwegian?
Let me see. He is from... Yes, he's from Norway.
Okay. So the Norwegian's female volleyball team, right?
Yes.
Decided that it doesn't make sense for women to be playing volleyball in bikinis, even though it's like what has always been happening.
Beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball, okay. Right? So obviously now they didn't wear like long sleeves and, you know, like pants that like touch their ankles. They literally just wore shorts and sports bras, but like a little bit more material than what they're used to, right? But now they were fined for this. They were fined because the problem is that most people who watch volleyball, right, they watch it not because of the actual volleyball, but they watch it because of the scenery of,
you know,
so they were fined because they now lost viewership because the scenery changed.
You know, fun fact, just a little fun fact. Beach volleyball is the most watched sports at the Olympics.
Exactly.
Female.
Exactly. Exactly. And these girls were actually like, they were fighting because the guys, right, are allowed to wear like boxer shorts, like, you know, those basically the same shorts like basketball players wear, so those long ones that like go up to your knees, right? And the girls are out here in like actual bikinis, and the boys can wear shirts. It's not like the guys are shirtless when they're playing volleyball, which would technically gain more viewers, because then if girls wanted to see guys shirtless, then they'd. But no, it's only one side of the gender that is not allowed to.
they're trying to recreate the beach atmosphere, you know.
Okay, like, but then create the beach atmosphere for both the men and the women. Why are you only doing it for for the women?
The viewership numbers, Naomi. They gotta keep those viewership numbers up. It is pretty. It's an interesting kind of situation. It really is, and a funny one. I find it funny, at least. That it's pretty interesting that they went as far as to find these people because their viewership numbers went down because they weren't in bikinis, which is what the viewers want.
Okay, but like, why are we overly sexualizing these athletes? Can they not just play their sport? I mean, come on.
You know, I guess it's been one of the... I don't really know. Isn't there, like, in the Olympics, just... I guess out of my own ignorance here, isn't there a volleyball, like, category, just volleyball, and then beach volleyball?
I think there is.
Because I feel like there is. I'm also not sure. But I think, you know, it's that one, that's that one kind of thing where that's always been how it was. I think they took it from, you know, it's that thing that became tradition over time, whereby it probably just started off as, hey, why not, you know, it's beach kind of stuff, can wear our bikinis, whatever, we usually wear the beach and play volleyball. And then somewhere down the line, it became, hey, this is the de facto way of playing beach volleyball. Nobody can stray from this. And it's one of those, I guess the history behind it is what led it to stay like this kind of thing. And I don't know, I guess now since we're progressing as a people and as a society, it is something to bring up, you know, for discussion and all that, kind of revisit and rethink about.
Can we actually revisit and rethink about it? Because it's not like the clothes that they chose to wear now. Because they wore like sports bras and like spandex shorts. Their shorts weren't even as long as the boy shorts. Yeah. They were literally wearing like basically bum shorts, if you want to call it that, right? So it's not like it was hindering them from being able to...
The organizers want bikinis.
The organizers want bikinis so that they can get more ratings. Which is like, okay, why don't you like put an ad, right? Right in the middle of the game where you have... I don't know, Baywatch or something. You know, why are you sexualizing these athletes? That's not the point of the sport. The point of the sport is for them to play volleyball. And can they play volleyball with their spandex shorts and their sports bras? Yes, they can.
Yeah.
You know?
But then they lose viewers.
Okay, if they want to do it that way, if you want to gain viewers, then take their shirts off the men then.
I don't know, but you said it's not like they have to wear shirts, right? They have an option to do so.
All the men that I've seen were wearing shirts. I've not seen one shirtless man playing volleyball.
Oh, damn. I guess a petition. You can start a petition. More also, shirtless do you know men that the swimmers, in beach volleyball.
The swimmers wear Speedos, so why don't they go and watch the swimmers there? Like,
there isn't much
sports.
To see. A lot of the person is underwater majority
true,
of the time.
True. But yeah. You know, when they come out of water, they could do the whole slow motion. Like,
it's like a few seconds, you know.
Yeah, they could make it slow motion for good 2 minutes.
They want an entire 30-minute show.
Oh, wow. Then they can just rewind. I don't know.
It's a pretty interesting kind of little situation, hey?
It is,
hey? It puts a lot of stuff into perspective. Like,
it does. Okay,
yeah.
Voting time. The first one. The bids for the Olympic athletes.
No, I feel for these guys. They do a lot, man. They deserve
them, so
to be
total
pampered.
No,
you know?
That's a total no. Second one, shoes.
I think it's inevitable, yeah.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it
and it's
going to
get
is,
there anyway.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, third. Listen. Choose wisely. The bikinis, the volleyball bikini outfit, costumes. Like,
I can feel the eyes of every female on this planet. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just.
Choose wisely.
I can feel like lasers. Mm-hmm. And like. That gaze.
My answer is a definite no. Like, why do you have to force them to wear bikinis? Like, come on. What is your answer?
Let them wear what they're comfortable with.
Thank you very much. And that is how we will end the show, with Beston sounding very smart. I will not give him an opportunity to mess it up. So this is where we are ending the show. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you learned a little. We hope you had fun.
Yeah.
Because we did. Speaking about things that make people angry.
The usual.
It's apparently fun for us. The usual. Same thing we do every week.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.